Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and Happy New Year to you. We're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. Oh, Lord God, as we are before you, we ask, God, that you will search our hearts, and whatever is not right, whatever is not pleasing to you, Lord, be merciful and forgive us. Oh, Lord, yes, God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Cause us to walk upright before you, Lord. Cause us, oh, God, to stand upright, Lord, and to seek your face daily. Oh, my God, order our steps in your word. Oh, Lord God, work on us and make us all over in the name of Jesus. Take us by the hand, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us. Lord, show us the way that you will have us to go. We are calling on you today, Lord, to stop by here for a little while, my God, while we're praying. Oh, Lord, and during this broadcast, Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Send your word, O God, and let your word have free course. Speak to our hearts, Lord, and minister unto us the things that we're in need of in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you will touch, Lord, heal, and make whole right now. Send deliverance, oh, Lord God. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Help, my God. We're down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We need divine intervention. Oh, Lord God, we need a word from you. Oh, Heavenly Father, minister to us, oh God, and feed our souls, Lord. Build us up where we're torn down. Make us all over, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, with those who don't know you today. We are asking you to manifest yourself to them, to make yourself known unto them, oh God, and let them know that you are the true and the living God, and there is no other God beside you, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior, pray right now, God, that you will confound the wise, Lord, that you will confound the foolish, oh, Lord Jesus. Move in miraculous ways and work wonders, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for those who are on the prayer list. We ask you to please remember them this day, oh, Lord God, and give them comfort and consolation. Touch their hearts and their minds, Lord. Let them know that you're there for them. Wrap your loving arms around them, oh, Lord Jesus. Bless the families, Lord. We know you're able. Any member of the family who is not saved, we pray that you will save their soul. Oh, my God, be merciful in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord God, for those who are sick in their bodies, who are afflicted, Lord. We pray for healing, oh, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will make them whole right now and take away the affliction, Lord Jesus. Take away the sickness in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the diseases, oh, Lord, and rebuke the viruses. Oh, Lord God, only you can do it, and we believe you right now. We are taking you at your word. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We ask that you please take control, Lord God, and have your way, and let your holy will be done. Remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. God, that you will reach out to souls near and far. Lord Jesus, souls all around the world are in need of the truth, oh God. Souls are dying every day, oh Lord Jesus. We are praying for mercy. We ask you to visit those who are in war. Oh my God, be merciful. Have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we believe you right now, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, God, all of those who are desiring prayer, Lord, that we don't know about or whose name we haven't called, we pray for them right now, asking you, Lord Jesus, to grant the petitions to them whatsoever they desire or are in need of. Lord, we ask that you will let it be done according to your holy will. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And good afternoon. Happy New Year. And God bless you all if you're just tuning in. You are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. He was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. We still remember him. So right now we're going to read our opening scriptures taken from the 51st Isaiah, the 51st chapter, and starting with the first verse. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. That's Isaiah 51:1. And it reads, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving in the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished." Thank God for doing his word. Isaiah, the 51st chapter, the first throughout the sixth verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, title 1 school and 1 is O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can send us an email to the email address prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can mail us at P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, feel free to call our guest line. The line number is 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays, so feel free to stop on by if you're in the area. Also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbert hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And she held a watch night service via teleconference last night into this morning. And thank God for it and for her willingness to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to keep the souls that are on our prayer list in our prayers. We continue to pray for the Edmond family, or Sister Kim Hoags, Daniel Hoags, the bereaved Carr family, Steve Hayes, David Humming, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olga May and Boone, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmond Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Menthe, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Irvin Carr, Ayanna Carr, Sister Doreen. We want to keep them in our prayers as well. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I know this is the beginning of the church year for Christian Temple, and pretty soon we'll be going into our first district meeting later on in the month, but we'll keep you posted about those if it's the Lord's will. Those are all the announcements that I have. And I'll just sing a small portion of a song.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I love you with all of my heart. Jesus, you're wonderful. Jesus, you're wonderful. Jesus, you're wonderful. And I love you with all of my heart. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. I love you with all of my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we thank our four evangelists, Mabel Edmond, and we want to keep her in our prayers as well. Amen. And I believe time we're going to get our hearts and minds prepared to receive the word of the Lord. And if you want, you know, start this year off right, go ahead, get your Bible, get a pen, get some paper, and get ready to take notes. Prepare your hearts and minds to receive a word from the Lord. As we turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that introduction. Thank the Lord for this broadcast for all of you. Again, we say to you, Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. God truly is a mighty good God, and we should show God our admiration for him. We should give him praise, honor, amen. We should lift him up because he has been so good to us, allowing us to see a new year. Praise God. And I'm happy and thankful that the Lord has given us this great opportunity, and we have more time to do something for the Lord. And I'm grateful. I thank God for that. I just honor the Lord, and I give honor to whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Evangelist Khadija, and for hosting this show. And we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. Amen. And put our minds on the Lord. So let us have a little word of prayer before we get started. Amen. God bless you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. We ask that you will visit us through your word, Lord. We ask you to open up the scriptures unto us. Give us spiritual enlightenment. Lord, feed our souls, O God, in the name of Jesus. Show us the way, Lord. We ask that you will intervene during this broadcast and as the word of God is going forth. Help us to receive your word. Help us, O God, to accept your will. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. At this time, let us go to the word of God, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible, taken from Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1 through 14. Praise God. That is Ecclesiastes verses 1 through 14. And we'll begin reading at the first verse. And the Bible reads, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to pull up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of these scriptures. Thank God for the word of God. And I often say how important the word of God is and all the things that are in the word of God to help us to live the life that God has chosen for us to live. Amen. To live a holy life, to walk righteously before the Lord, amen, to keep his commandments, to obey his commandments, and as that last verse says, so that we would fear the Lord. Praise yes. God, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if you desire to have wisdom, then you should fear the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Putting God first and learning to keep his commandments, this will help us to have that reverence and that fear of God so that God mm-hmm. will teach us and enlighten us concerning his word. And my mm-hmm. title on this afternoon is God's time is always the right time. And the theme is follow God's lead. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Ecclesiastes, the word of God lets us know that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And as I see the description of season, and compare it to July's, the description or the definition for season says a specific length of time characterized by the occurrence of certain conditions or events. And as we see that each year we have changes throughout the year, and the year is divided into four seasons. And as I began to think about how the seasons come about and how they change, we have two seasons of extreme, and we have two seasons of, as we're going through a season of extreme temperatures, such as frigid and below freezing, we don't move from that extremity into extreme heat and temperatures over 100. But there is a cooling period of a season in between. Hallelujah. So we go from winter into spring. So the temperatures are regulating now, and they are beginning to rise slowly and to get hot. And then we go from the extreme heat into the fall, and the temperatures are slowly dropping and preparing for the extremes of winter. Glory be to God. So when God has a time for us, he will start moving us through the seasons of the times he has set aside for us, because he has this purpose for us in his time. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that after reading, talking about the time for all these different things, God has a time for us to do his will. God has allotted us a number of days to complete the work that he has given. He has assigned it unto us. As when Jesus came down to the earth, he was born into the world, amen, he was made flesh, and he dwelt on the earth among men. Praise the Lord. And after his time was over, and when he had completed the work that God assigned to him, he said, "It is finished." Praise be to God. But he did what God gave him to do in the allotted time. Praise the Lord. And this lets us know that God is in control of all time. Hallelujah. He changes the times and the seasons. Glory to God. I believe Job, he had a time in his life where he went through an extreme period. Glory to God. That season was very extreme. And he made it because he trusted in God. Yeah. He kept his integrity. Amen. Hallelujah. And at a certain time when he was about to change seasons, he had an encounter with the Lord, and God was getting him ready for his latter end. Glory to God. Leading up to that, while he was going through all the tests and the trials and the things that he was suffering, he had an encounter with God, and God began to give him spiritual insight and revelation, and he gave him wisdom by asking him certain questions that Job could not answer. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, because God had been there all the time, and time is in the hands of the Lord. So we should consider the time that God has allotted us, because he's moving us from one season to the next. And going back to how the seasons change, when I really think about how it affects my body. This is what I have noticed. When the cold weather comes, it just makes your body shiver. When I go from summer to fall, I feel cold and I shiver. But if the temperature rises a few degrees, my body automatically adapts and can feel that change. Even if it's 1 degree in the change, the body is going to feel it. Hallelujah. This is what I have noticed. And so the body starts getting ready for that extreme. And sometimes it'll catch you unaware. It'll come up on you without you even preparing for it. Even though there are these little warnings that happen, we don't always pick up on it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But again, God is in control of the time. And God's time is always the right time. So we should follow the leading of the Lord, because there are the times when, as the children of Israel, do something after God had told them to go and they refused to go. But they decided they wanted to go when they got ready. But it was made known to them that if you go, God will not be with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they went anyway, and they suffered the consequences. So with us, God, he has a time for us to do certain things, and if we put it off and we don't do it when God is ready, in God's time, hallelujah, we could end up losing out and we will suffer the consequences. Glory be to my God. Nevertheless, change is going to happen whether you want it to happen or not. And I remember hearing evangelists may say how people, they don't want to change. But let me tell you something. You can't stop God from changing time. You see, God has the power, and he's the only one with the power to make time stand still. He's the only God. He is the only one who has the power to turn back the hands of time. Thank you, Jesus. So then we ought to go to the Lord and seek God for guidance, because his time is always the right time. Praise be to God. And I tell you, I thank God for the word of God. Because God's word is right all by
how much? 47.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
you. To mute conference participants, press 1. To mute conference participants, all participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. Praise God. Just a little interruption there, but moving on. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. Because we learn how to live right. We learn how to redeem the time, because the days are evil. Amen. If we take consideration of the changes that are coming in our lives, the changes that are happening, the seasons that we're going through, hallelujah, some of the seasons are very extreme. Some are mild. Glory to God. But everything happens in God's time. So we have to recognize and realize that God is in control of our time. We cannot put off for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. And sometimes we feel like, well, we want God to move now. We need God to do this right now. And I have this situation, and I need to do something about it. But if you just wait on God, it'll all happen in his own time. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for blessing us to see this year. And we should go into this year with a renewed mind. We should change by the renewing of our mind. Amen. We should be conformed to the word of God. We should be more dedicated to minister for the Lord. We should put on our strength. Amen. Ask the Lord to strengthen us so that we can do what God wants us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord, because time is surely running out. Somebody's time is already up. There were some, no doubt, who got very close to crossing over from 2022 into 2023, but they didn't make it. They might have come close, but they just did not make it. But praise be to God. He gave us another chance. Hallelujah. He gave us another opportunity to walk upright, to live right, to live a holy life, and to do his will. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for his mercy and for his grace. And I'm going to say this and move on. I'm just about finished. But my mind went to Hebrews, the 9th chapter and the 27th verse. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So we have an appointed time when God wants us to leave this world. And we cannot put this off or reschedule this appointment because it is in God's own time. So let us do things when God gets ready. Let us go where he sends us. Amen. Some people sing the song, "Where he leads, I will follow." But they don't follow when the Lord leads. They want to go going or when they get ready to go. That's not going to work. Amen. Do it when God is ready, and you will be blessed. Praise the Lord. No doubt some, when they saw Apostle Paul, whose name was changed from Saul, this man was wreaking havoc on the church. He was persecuting the church. He was doing all kinds of things to the believers in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And no doubt he thought that he was going to go to Damascus and carry out his plan and his purpose. But God had a whole different purpose for him. God had a season and a time for Apostle Paul. Amen. He no doubt wasn't ready for this, but it happened in God's time, not when he started seeking the Lord, not when he made up his mind and he was going to change and stop doing this and stop doing that. It happened in God's own time. Hallelujah. And he found out that he had to be knocked down to the ground and picked up by the Lord. Hallelujah. So sometimes God will bring about a change in our lives that we just didn't expect. God will knock us down, glory to God, or strip us down just to get our attention and cause us to seek after him. Praise the Lord, because he has a special time and purpose for your life, for our lives. Amen. So let us reverence God and let us take heed to the time that God has allotted us. Don't waste time, but make it meaningful by giving God your service, by dedicating your life to him, doing what God has commanded you to do. Amen. and you will be blessed. Praise the Lord. So I just thank the Lord for the word of God. I pray that you've gained something from the word on this afternoon. And at this time, we're going to prepare to go to the Lord in prayer. Because I need the Lord. I need prayer. We all need prayer. And if there's anyone who doesn't know the Lord and willing to accept him as your personal Savior today, the invitation is unto you. If there's anybody sick in your body, God's got a time for you. Amen. God's time is always the right time. Maybe you've been waiting for a while to get your healing, but I want you to know that God's time surely is the right time. And the invitation is to you to seek the Lord for your healing. If you're troubled or if you're going through something, you're feeling weak, feeling discouraged, or even despondent, time is always the right time. Praise the Lord. So let us prepare to go to the Lord and believe God together. Amen. Where two or three are assembled together in the name of the Lord, he promised that he would be in the midst. So let us touch and let us agree on the same things. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. We ask, God, that you will be merciful and that you will forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray a special prayer for those who have repented in their hearts and ask for forgiveness, who open their hearts to receive you and to accept you, O Savior. Lord, save them today in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, be merciful, Lord, and bless them. We are praying, O God, for those who are sick in their bodies, afflicted in their bodies. We pray, God, for healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, restore their health. Restore them, oh God, to their healthy state in the name of Jesus. If they committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven and blot out their transgressions in the name of Jesus. Have mercy right now, Lord, and work a miracle in their life. We know you're able, Lord, and we know that time is in your control, oh God, and we know that all purposes under heaven are fulfilled according to your own will in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and we come to you, Lord, and we humble ourselves before you, and we ask you, Lord, to search our hearts. Oh, my God, anything that's not right, please forgive us, Lord. Whatever you're not pleased with, forgive us, oh, God. And take it away from us, Lord. Take it out by the root. Make us all over, my God, in the name of Jesus. Work on us, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Jesus, we come to you right now asking you to remember the backslider, Lord. Help them to return unto you. Help them to come on back home, Lord, before it's too late. Give them another chance, my God. Help them, Lord Jesus, to make it back right now while we're praying, Lord. Loose their shackles. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Lord, break every chain. Oh, God, we know you're able. Move in miraculous ways. And we pray, God, for the bereaved families everywhere. Oh, God, and anyone who is bereaved of a loved one or someone that was close to them that they hold dear. Oh, God, we ask that you will give comfort and consolation. Remember them on this day, Lord, and be close to them, Lord Jesus. Let your holy angels be encamped all about them. Wrap your loving arms around them in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Be merciful, oh, God. and save the unsaved. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for strength. For those who are weak, Lord God, we pray that you will strengthen and encourage their heart and help them to do your work, oh God, your will, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for our leaders, for all your people everywhere, one by one, Lord, name by name, wherever they are, near and far. We ask that you will reach out to them, oh God, that you will touch, Lord Jesus, that you will encourage, my God, lift heavy burdens, Lord, destroy the yokes that hold your people back. Give us holy boldness, Lord, and help us to do all that you command us to do, to speak the things that you command us to speak, to go wherever you send us, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Rebuke the spirit of drawback. Rebuke the fear, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the unbelief in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, my God. We bring all of our burdens before you, and we lay them down before you, because we know, Lord, that you can do everything. We know, oh God, that you have our futures in your hands. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, oh God, for the outpouring of your spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you just for giving us a little more time to do your will, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify you. We lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. And we ask, oh God, that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. And Lord, if there's anything that we didn't mention in this prayer, you know about the unspoken request. You know about the desire that is not spoken out of the mouth, but is deep down in the heart. And we ask you, oh God, that you will grant it. Let it be done according to your will. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for prayer. Thank God for his touch. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. And I want to encourage you to take the word of God in and live by it every day. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of the host. I did put everybody on mute, so if you would press star 6 to be unmuted. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Amin. Her title was God's Time is Always the Right Time, and she was encouraging us to follow God's lead, and this is the truth, but sometimes people, they're all out of season. They're refraining from embracing when it's time to embrace. They're killing when it's time to heal. But she began to explain how even when there are extremes of temperature in the natural seasons, there's usually a transitional phase that prepares us for the next season. And like that, she said that with us, God, he starts moving us towards the next season, not abruptly, but he prepares us. Sometimes he might give us joy right before we're about to go through some sorrow. And sometimes when we're in the time of war, we long for the time of peace, but we have, like she said, an allotted time to go through those time periods, those seasons. This was a very deep, thought-provoking message, and but a very, very, very beautiful message coming through Evangelist Amin. And I want to encourage her to keep on preaching the word of God. And I want to go ahead and open up the lines. Any other clergy on the line, you may come on over now. And I heard I know Vance Maybell's on, so I want to give her first opportunity to have a mark. God bless you, Evangelist. And if you're still here, you can start texting. Come on over the other side.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. I'm glad I was able to get a part of this message on today. It's a very timely message.
Yes.
And We had to let God lead us. And when the Lord takes over, we got to let him have his way. And we need to get out of the way and just let God go ahead on and do what he wants to do. And that's what happened to us on today. We had to just step back and let the Lord have his way, because the Lord took control of the service. And he gave us what we needed to hear on this afternoon. And I thank God for this message, because this message ties right in with the message that was preached earlier on today. And we thank God because, yes, we have to let the Lord lead us. And God's time is always the right time. But our time is not always the right time. Sometimes we move, but God didn't move. Sometimes we speak, but God didn't speak. Glory to God, and we just mess everything up. Things just go all awry. So that's why we have to let the Lord lead us, make sure we're being led of the Lord, and speak and do what God has given us to do. God has allowed us more time to do his will, to speak his word, to go where he sends us, and to be ready when he calls our name, because we don't know. We do not know the day nor the hour that the Lord is going to call us in. Glory to God. So we just have to be ready at all times. I encourage, continue preaching the word of God, and yes, continue allowing the Lord to lead you in what to do, say, and where to go. And I'm praying for this broadcast and for you and the people of God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Nebo, and thank God for her and her ministry and her willingness and obedience and just dedication. Thank God for her. So no other clergy are on at this time. We're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations. We just thank God for this broadcast, and I'm glad to hear that the Lord was moving today at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. And I've been praying and asking the Lord to bless that mission. I know this is God setting his approval on it. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord for how he continues to bless. Amen. We thank God for your prayer as well. We ask you to continue to keep the same prayer. So we just thank the Lord for all things. And this does conclude the broadcast, if there is nothing else. And I just want to say, this is a new year, and let us rejoice in this year. Let us go as never before. And I know we have had plenty of new years to talk about things that we should do, or, you know, we should just stop all the talking and just do them.
Amen.
Praise God. We have said it enough times down through the years. Oh, I'm looking to do that. And just go ahead on and do it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for all things. And again, thank you for your prayers, and we ask you to continue to lift up those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Let's keep them in our prayers. Amen. Anything else before we close out? If not, may God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
Good night.